So, you guys, welcome to the fourth sermon in our little mini-series, The Gospel According to 21 Pilots. And just so you remember, the first word out of Jesus' mouth when he left the wilderness and began his public ministry was repent. And repent means to change the way that you think. So the first word out of Jesus' mouth when he launched his ministry was, hey, you guys, let's change the way that we think about who God really is and who he created you to be. Now, the songs that we've already been through, there's been three for the last 3 weeks, are Jumpsuit, Nico and the Niners, and Levitate, all brand new from their album Trench, which releases fully October 6th. I'm so excited. All right, so Jumpsuit, we looked at that, and if you missed it, you can go and watch the video online, watch the sermon. Jumpsuit, we talked about how we need to change the way that we think about salvation. Salvation means a conscious decision to turn from darkness to light, from Satan to Jesus. And the way that we do that, the way that you become a believer, is to believe and declare that you have faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. If you don't know if you're saved, just say, I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that he rescued me. And if you say that out loud to anyone, if you say that through baptism, you're saved forever. And then we also talked about that when we make that declaration of faith, we receive the jumpsuit of our faith, really, the Holy Spirit, who covers us. Now, the next week we looked at Nico and the Niners, and we talked about how we need to change the way that we think about our identity in Christ. When we give our lives to Jesus, we become brand new people overnight, that instant, but we need to start walking that out. And one of the key identifiers of believers is that we were rescued so that we can be what? Rescuers. That's absolutely right. You are rescued in Jesus when you believe and declare, and then you become, in that moment, you don't need any training, rescuers. And we talked about how if you want to reinforce that, if you want to grow in that, we need to read truth. We need to remind ourselves of our faith, and we do that by reading the Bible and a variety of other ways. And we need to sing truth. We need to worship like we just were a moment ago. We need to sing the truth of Jesus over our lives, over our schools, over our city. Now, last week we looked at the song Levitate. And we talked about how we need to change the way that we think about staying free, right? Protecting our salvation. We talked about how we are living in the trenches, right? Their new album is called Trench, not by accident. Just because we're believers and our eternity is secure with Jesus when we die, we're still living in the trenches. We're still behind enemy lines. We're still at war for our souls when the enemy is assailing us all day, every day. Just because you become a believer doesn't mean it stops and everything gets all rosy. We're at war for our souls, and so we need to be willing, when we believe and declare, to then change. We've got to be willing to not just say the prayer, but then change the way that we live our lives. Start going from living in the darkness to living in the light. And we need to pray. We need to pray fire. We need to pray believing that God answers prayer, and in so many occasions in miraculous fashion. So, if the last 3 weeks have been about why we change, if the last 3 weeks have been about why we pray and why we worship, today's sermon is all about who we change for, who we pray to, who we worship. Why do we need to change the way that we think about Jesus Christ? Well, I think a very obvious answer is because popular culture, has popularized Jesus as distant, just far away, like light in the clouds thing. He's been popularized in our culture as dainty, just like kind of ineffectual, little like, oh, he's cute. He's been popularized as defeated, like he lost, right? Why you worship him? He lost. He's been popularized as he's dead. He's not alive again. They put him in a tomb. He's dead. Somebody stole his body. Big deal. This is the way that the world, and moreover the enemy, wants us to think of Jesus Christ. Distant, dainty, defeated, and dead. So, I think it's so fitting that God, in his wisdom, is using popular culture in the form of 21 Pilots to change the way that we think about who Jesus really is. So, in order to start that process, let's just start with the song title that we're looking at today, My Blood. You guys know I'm all about definitions. What does this word blood mean? It's a reddish fluid in vertebrates that is pumped by the heart through the arteries and veins, and it supplies tissues with nutrients, oxygen, etc., and removes waste products. Do you think that that's the definition they had in mind when they wrote this song, My Blood? I don't think so. I think it's this definition. To be blood means to have a relationship through being of the same family, race or kind, kinship. Slang for my blood is a term of familial endearment, as in, this is my brother, my blood. The parable of my blood, this song we're looking at today, is here to remind us that Jesus is with us, not distant and far away, some little magic man in the clouds, but in fact, as our blood, as our blood brother, our big brother, he's present, he's relatable, he's right here with us. And we see that true in Hebrews chapter 2. Jesus and those he saves have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call God's children his brothers and sisters. Jesus is our big brother, and we need to think of him on that level, not far away and distant, but right next to us, willing to step in and help us whenever we need. He's our brother. He's present. He's our family. Big brothers, good big brothers, they take care of their little brothers and sisters. Now, I've been so proud of the honesty, of the authenticity, of the humility in your prayers the past 4 weeks. They've been breaking my heart and making me like excited for you, because when you pray the way you have been praying lately, God shows up and does the miraculous. I bet there's testimonies in here right now. We're going to read some anonymous excerpts from some of your prayers from the last few weeks, and then as I read them, know that when we're done, we're going to listen to this song, My Blood. The video is just Tyler with his back to us playing music. It's not very compelling, so I want you to listen to the words, and I want you to read the words, and I want you to just soak it in and see, how does my big brother respond to my prayer? I might read an excerpt from your prayer, or I might read an excerpt from a prayer that is very similar to what you are feeling. Listen to this, and let's see how our big brother responds. Excerpts from your guys' prayers. Jesus, I am lonely. Help me feel loved. Jesus, I'm having horrible nightmares, and they won't stop. Jesus, I feel like I am not good enough. Jesus, I want more of you. Jesus, please heal me. Jesus, I have lustful desires. Please heal me and make me clean. Jesus, I hate my sin. Please heal me. I'm cracking under the pressure to be perfect. It is so hard to do life alone. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me not to hate and hurt others. Jesus, help me reach my unsaved friends. Jesus, help me forgive my family. Jesus, help my parents get jobs. Jesus, help me and heal me. Jesus, help me stop lying. Help me with my anime addiction. Help me with my social media addiction. Help me with my porn addiction. Help me with my drug addiction. Jesus, help me forgive myself. Oh my God, my past. Jesus, I am broken, broken, broken. Help me. Jesus, I want to kill myself. Help me. As you listen to the lyrics of this song, this is what I want you to do. Imagine that the person singing the song is your brother, Jesus Christ, as you have just shared a burden with him. And he is singing this song to you. Check this out.
When everyone you thought you knew deserts your fight, I'll go with you. You're facing down a dark hall, I'll grab my light and go with you. I'll 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 go with you. Surrounded and up against a wall, I'll shred them all and go with you. When choices end, you must defend. I'll grab my bat and go with you. In a lion's den, I'll jump right in and pull my pin and go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
Guys, some of you need to hear that. Somebody in this room needs to hear that, that no matter what you are going through, that he is with you, he is for you. He has never once stepped away from you. Just stay with him. You don't need to go anywhere except for where you are, in this place of awakening our minds and our hearts to the reality that Jesus is like right here. He's sitting right there. His Holy Spirit is right here. And be encouraged. Embrace that. We need to change the way that we think about Jesus Christ, because the enemy is telling us all day, every day in this world that we live in, that you and I do not matter, that we are replaceable, and that every one of us in this room is unlovable because of what we've done, because of the mistakes that we've made. And Jesus is telling you today that you matter and that you are irreplaceable and that you are loved beyond compare. When we believe and declare our faith in Jesus Christ, this lover of our souls, you become a part of his family like that. You're immediately transformed. You are now worshipers. You are rescuers. You are warriors for Christ. As we begin to think differently, we'll start to act differently. We will start to feel differently, and you will believe differently. Think it, and then just act it out. Just walk it out. And some people, as we do that, they will not love that. And other people will straight up hate that. Some people will be excited that we've made this decision, and some people won't. The song goes, when everyone that you thought you knew deserts your fight, I will go with you. You're facing down a dark hall. I will grab my light and go with you. Student, what's your battle? Where do you feel alone? Where are you walking like you feel like nobody is with you? He is with you. He is for you. He's carrying a light. It's not as dark as you think. My story, when I chose Jesus at 26, most of the people in my life at that time who I thought I knew deserted my fight. It happens. Many of you may already be living that or have lived that. And if you aren't there, you may certainly be there one day. And when Jesus answered my prayer at 26 and he rescued me miraculously from alcoholism, my sin struggle that I could not defeat on my own, I changed. Not just the way that I think, but the way that I acted. I stopped drinking and I stopped partying with my friends. And within a short time, my friends disappeared. Guys that I had known since I was 5 years old. That's 21 years of friendship. Guys who I called and who called me brother were gone. And some of them were really angry with me. They weren't angry because I stopped drinking necessarily. They were angry because I chose Jesus over them. I had to. My life was on the line. My salvation was on the line. I wasn't rejecting them. I was desperate for salvation in Jesus. And I was attacked for my faith by some of those guys. I was listening and hearing as they mocked my Jesus who rescued me. And they just began slandering my lifestyle. And it was brutal and it was heartbreaking. And it was very lonely. But I do not blame a single one of them. I don't hold a grudge against any of them because it was my fight. It was my journey. I was having to escape my sin. And I had to go alone in order to figure out who I was without alcohol, without my sin. I had to go alone to figure out who I was without depending on my friends to define me. What's Jesus say whenever any of us have to take a scary step of faith? He says, I will go with you. Isaiah 41, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. Jesus is saying that to every one of us today. What else is Jesus saying to us today? Joshua 1, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Psalm 23, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for I am with you. Isaiah 43, I have called you by name, and when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord, your God, your Savior. The parable, you guys, of my blood is reminding us today that Jesus is with us, and he is not dainty. He's our defender. He is strong. He is mighty. He is fierce. Look at those enemies cowering, afraid to even go close to him. Jesus is not dainty. He's the defender of your life and your soul and your salvation. The song continues, surrounded and up against a wall, I will shred them all and go with you. When choices end, you must defend, and I will grab my bat and go with you. Have you ever had to defend your faith? Have you ever had to stand up for what you believe in? He is with you. He is defending you. He is beating back the demonic on your behalf. Matthew 10, 17 through 19. A day is coming when you will be handed over to the courts. You will be flogged with whips in the synagogues. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell them about me, to tell the rulers and other unbelievers about me. So when you are arrested, do not worry about how to respond or what to say, for God will be with you, and he will give you the right words at the right time. What does Jesus say to any of us when other people challenge our faith? When people come to us and say, you go to church, you pray, you sing to the sky, Jesus says, stay with me in those moments. Don't run. Don't worry. Don't be scared. Don't stress. We are in this together. I'll give you the right words at the right time. Don't be frightened. The parable of my blood reminds us that Jesus is with us, and he is not defeated. He's the Lord of life. He's going to rule and reign in heaven for eternity. He's not defeated. He is, in fact, stronger than ever. He has already fulfilled his purpose. He's saved our souls. He is ready for us to join him. I'll ask you guys, do people know who it is that you serve? Do people know who it is that you love? Because there'll come a day when you have to answer that question. It's closer than you think. Revelation 20 says, I saw thrones, and the people sitting on them had been given the authority to judge, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus. You guys, that is way too similar to this stanza in the song. If there comes a day, people posted up at the end of your driveway, they're calling for your head, and they're calling for your name. I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus and for proclaiming the word of God. They had not worshiped the beast or his statue, nor accepted his mark on their foreheads or their hands. So they all came to life again, and they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. There will come a day in this, not country, but globe, in this planet, when people will say, who do you serve? And we will say, Jesus, or we won't. And if we say Jesus in those moments, it's right there in prophecy. We're going to lose our heads. We're going to be decapitated. We're going to die. And yet, the moment it happens, we're in heaven with Jesus. You guys, if people want to kill you for your faith, Jesus is saying, stay with me. Stay with me in that moment. I'm staying with you. I'm right there beside you. Stay with me. Do not run. Do not fear. Even if you die because you're my follower, I'm going to bring you right back. You're going to wake up in heaven and be like, oh, that wasn't so bad. Thursday night, my daughter Charlotte had a nightmare. And in her nightmare, she's telling me about it Thursday morning, she had this dream where the earth broke in half. And Mommy and Wyatt got on a rocket ship and they flew away and they were rescued, but Daddy and Charlotte died in her dream. It's a messed up dream for a 9-year-old, let me tell you. And the dream was so scary that at 5 a.m, this is when she had it, she sat bolt upright in bed and she was already sobbing. And she came and woke me up downstairs, and I came upstairs with her, and she's weeping, and Wyatt's there, and he doesn't know what's going on, and she tells me the dream, and I begin to console her and comfort her. Do you know what my son's response to the dream was? My 7-year-old? You got to die? You got to go be with Jesus? And he just starts screaming, yeah! I'm like, Mommy's sleeping. He's like, Jesus! My son, who I think of as like a little Paul, who said, I believe in Philippians, for me, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. For me, if I'm going to be alive on this planet, it's going to be to serve the name of Jesus. And I'll answer anybody who says, who do you serve with this? Jesus. But if I die, I gain because I'm going to heaven. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of nothing. What else does the parable of my blood remind us about this morning? It's reminding us that Jesus is with us and that he is not dead. He is the breaker of death. We sang that just a moment ago. If you find yourself in a lion's den, I will jump right in. I will pull my pin and go with you. What is your lion's den? What is your greatest fear? What is that place that you just have no control over in your temptation or your thought life? Where's that place that you feel trapped and alone and desperate, and there's just creepy crawlies all around you that want to destroy you? Daniel chapter 6, which this stanza of the song is quoting, says, when the king arrived at the lion's den, he called out in anguish, Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God, whom you serve so faithfully, able to rescue you from the lions? And Daniel answered, long live the king. My God sent his angel to shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me, for I have been found innocent in his sight. And I have not wronged you, your majesty. And the king was overjoyed, and he ordered that Daniel be lifted from the den, and not a scratch was found on him, for he had trusted his God. What does Jesus say when you are surrounded by monsters as a result of your faith? Surrounded by dark circumstances that not even your fault. You were just being you. God says, Jesus is saying to you today, stay with me. Don't run. Don't panic. Don't freak out. Be still. Relax. I broke death for you. I disarmed your enemy for you. Monsters can't touch you. You have nothing to fear. Bailey, you guys can take the stage. This parable, this simple story designed to make us think, it features these four examples of being persecuted for your faith. Every single one of the examples that he lists are persecutions in the Bible of when people or life attack us for our faith. And each example reminds us that no matter what we suffer in this life, no matter what we suffer in this life, Jesus is with us. I don't care what you're going through. Jesus is with you. There's not a exception in the room. Whatever you're going through, no matter how terrible and unspeakable it is, he is with you right now. 8 times the song says that we're Jesus' blood. 8 times it says, my blood. 8 times it's reminding us, you're my family. You belong to me. We're together. 23 times the song says that Jesus is with us. The song reminds us, I'm right here. I'll go with you. 37 times the song says, stay with me, don't run. All the enemy has is fear. All he has is the threat of harm. When he is yelling at his loudest, be still, relax, and know, just stay with Jesus. Don't run. Don't panic. Wait and see how ineffectual the enemy is, how powerless he actually is. What is the good news of this song? It's that we can change the way that we think about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we can begin to see Jesus as he really is, as our older brother who is always available for a talk, always available for advice, always available to go down the street and just knock that bully in the face for you, that demon that won't leave you alone. He can handle it. It's why he came. Our Savior, Jesus, is the defender. He is the defender, our unstoppable defender of our hearts and minds. If we just stay with him, we'll see. He will defend you no matter what. He will stand by you no matter what. Jesus is the Lord of our lives. Look at him, untouchable, cloaked in light, no darkness, no shadow, no change. He is the same yesterday, today, forever. He loves you no matter what you do, no matter where you mess up. He's the Lord of your life, and he is the liberator of our souls. Death could not hold him. When you believe and declare him as your Savior, it can't hold you either. As we begin seeing Jesus this way, embracing that this is true, as we begin seeing Jesus as he really is, an awesome thing will start to happen. We will begin to see ourselves the way that we really are. Fierce, battle-hardened, unafraid, on the front lines, marching into the face of death to save our friends and family and to tell them Jesus saves. Jesus is with you. Romans chapter 8, no matter what comes, we, Jesus' kids, his brothers and sisters, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us. And I am absolutely convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, our worries for tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate you and me from the love of God that is revealed to us in Jesus Christ, laying down his life to save us and set us free. I want you guys to grab your brown prayer tags and a pen, and we're going to respond to what Jesus is calling us to today with a little prayer. As you have those in your hand, I just want you to take a minute and just close your eyes and clear your mind. I feel like God is asking us, picture your big brother Jesus and ask him to show you, what am I most afraid of? Jesus, what am I most afraid of? What's the root that's pushing me, that's giving the enemy a foothold in my life? Maybe it's something in the future for you. Maybe it's something that happened in the past. Maybe it's something you're wrestling right now. But Jesus, what is it that I am most afraid of in this life? And as the answer comes, own it. Write it down. If it's vague, ask for clarity, but own it and write it down. As it becomes clear what it is that you're afraid of in this life, whether defending your faith or death itself or going home tonight and facing your temptation, would you just picture yourself in that place of fear, in that place of darkness? And now, will you just picture that Jesus is there with you, that a light is shining over you, that he is smiling and not afraid on your behalf? What is Jesus saying to you right now in your place of fear, knowing that he is with you, your brother, your defender, the liberator of your soul? What is Jesus saying to you about your fear? Just ask him and own it. It's going to be nothing but good. I feel like for some of you, he's saying right now, let me help you with this. Pray fire from heaven on this. You don't have to be afraid of this anymore. If you haven't already, just kind of write out a prayer around what you just prayed about to the Lord. And for those that are ready, on the other side of that card, I invite you to, I would love it if every one of us in this room would ask Jesus to give us the courage to share him with somebody specific this week. So ask God, give me somebody that I can share you with this week. And maybe it's you're going to pray for them. Maybe it's you're going to give them a prayer card. Maybe it's going to be you invite them to church or small groups. Maybe you're going to just declare your faith on social media and be like, look, I've been hiding this, but this is who I am, and I'm not ashamed anymore. Just ask God, write a prayer to him. Give me the courage, give me the boldness to share my faith, either with everybody or that one person that you know needs to hear from you. You guys are encouraged to just write those prayers now. I'm going to pray over us, and we're going to respond to this sermon. We have the elements up here for us to take and just to be reminded that the reason we don't have to be afraid is because Jesus paid the price for us, the price that we've been whipping ourselves with. He paid for it. You don't have to be afraid anymore. We have an opportunity for you to bring an offering and just give something of value to the Lord and say, I don't need this as much as I need you. we can sing to the Savior of our souls this morning. We'll have prayer partners in the back of the room. And if you would like us to pray for the prayers that you wrote out, you can put them in the offering box as well. Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for this morning. Thank you that you died on that cross to set us free from slavery to sin, from slavery to the fear of death. We are free people. We are worshipers, rescuers. We are warrior priests and priestesses. Help us change the way that we think about who you are, about how present you are. Help us change the way that we think about who you created us to be. This room is filled with conquerors in the name of Jesus. Help us see that and own that and feel that and walk it out. Use us to change everything. Take me. Use me, Jesus. Amen.
When everyone you thought you knew deserts your fight, I'll go with you. You're facing down a dark hall. I'll grab my light and go with you.